Local history can often be light. Fun facts, trivia, that time Abraham Lincoln did that thing, how the early settlers survived without iPhones. But the dark can also be very illuminating. That's what visitors will learn at a new exhibit opening Saturday at the McLean County Museum of History. It's called Challenges, Choices, and Change, A Community in Conflict. In this interview with WGLT's Ryan Denham, curator Susan Hartzell says the museum needed to address some of the less positive episodes in our history.
Because those events in our history represent a lot of what has happened in our community and can really inform people of the differences people had. And those are stories that are as important to tell as the stories of, you know, what we felt positive about within our community. It can be really informative.
These difficult moments, has the museum not done enough of that in the past?
We've tried to in past. So, for example, A Community in Conflict is a series of exhibits that we've been developing, and this is the last one. And we have addressed conflict, a couple issues in the Working for a Living exhibit, but we've never really taken a direct look at just that topic. This exhibit is about cultural diversity and power and how individuals and groups have behaved towards each other when they did not see eye to eye, and about how who has the power plays into the outcomes of these conflicts. And by looking into this, it will really inform us more about how we treated each other in the past, how things have changed or maybe have not changed so much. And I think there are stories that are really important to share. And a lot of the stories that we're sharing here are ones that people haven't heard before.
Yeah. What are some examples of these kind of big moments of conflict in McLean County's history that the exhibit will get into?
One of my favorite stories is the story of the Reverend Levi Spencer, who came to Bloomington in 1844 to become the minister of the Congregational Church. And he came to Bloomington in a time where most of our citizens were from the South. And when they migrated here, they came with their cultural beliefs. And generally speaking, many of them believed that slavery was a necessity for the economic success in the South. And along with that belief, they often believed as well that African Americans were property, not humans. So when Levi Spencer came to town, he started the first abolition society. He was very much anti-slavery. And the reaction in the community was not especially good. This included prominent people within the community. A specific person that was involved in this story is Ashel Gridley. Ashel Gridley at one point offered publicly $100 to anybody that would tar and feather Levi Spencer and push him out of town. Spencer's home was attacked with eggs, and as it got dark that evening, they began to throw bricks as well. So can you imagine the fear and terror that he felt while this was happening? And when he was being harassed and the other members of his group were being harassed? So how did they get away with this? Who had the power? So in this particular story, it's important to understand that there was a majority in the community, and they were represented by leaders in the community, members of the leaders in the local churches, as well as police officers. So they got away with it because they represented that majority. Spencer eventually left town because he didn't want to deal with the fear of the situation.
So what are some of the more recent episodes of conflict that are featured in the exhibit?
As late as the 1970s, discrimination was happening at Bloomington High School. And the students were very unhappy about this. And so they went to their counselor, who was also an African American, one of the few African American teachers at Bloomington High School at the time. And they said, we want to form an African American culture club. And so he's advised them on that. And then as they spoke to each other about their concerns and issues, they decided they wanted to do a presentation to the school and help them to understand, help share with them their cultural beliefs and what it is about their culture that makes them different. there was an incident that happened at the school that year that actually helped galvanize this group, and that was that one of the star basketball players was told by the coach that you're going to cut your hair, you're going to cut off your afro, or you're off the team. Well, how do you think that student fell? That wasn't happening to white students. He was definitely being discriminated against because of his color and because of his hair. So that really galvanized that group. And they presented the program to two groups, underclassmen and upperclassmen at the high school. And during the presentation with the upperclassmen, there were a number of students who decided they didn't like what they were seeing and what they were being shown. And they got up and tried to leave the presentation, which was considered ill behavior and not appropriate for any kind of session where all the students who had been invited to see. And there were confrontations, and the police ended up being called, and those confrontations ended up happening over a series of days. It was not something anybody in this community should feel proud about, but it happened, and sharing that story is hope is important in order to help people understand that discrimination didn't end. It's still happening. And I can think of recent events on the ISU campus where students are still feeling discrimination. So are things changing over time? I don't know.
So with matters of injustice, the tendency is to point to the system or systemic issues. And that may be true in a lot of cases, but that can also let individuals off the hook, you know, those in power who were atop that system who did those things. So when you're putting together an exhibit like this as the curator, how do you balance, you know, the finger-pointing, the naming of names, you know, people who were behind the injustices that led to conflict, you know, but doing so in a way where you don't want to be too controversial with putting together an exhibit and putting together something that people actually want to come and look at?
It's not our job to make judgments. It is our job to present the facts, and that's what we do in this exhibit. We tell the story from the perspective of both sides, and then we ask questions to evoke thought and reaction to what they're reading about, and that's where we hope that we get people who are thoughtful about how they react, about what they're hearing, and begin to think about, you know, is that going on today? How can I change that? And it's really about people looking inside themselves and thinking about how they can help make positive changes.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm speaking with Susan Hartzell, the curator of a new exhibit opening Saturday at the McLean County Museum of History. It's called Challenges, Choices, and Change, A Community in Conflict. It's the last of five new permanent exhibits created as a result of the museum's capital campaign. So, Susan, what is going to be going on Saturday? Other than opening the doors, welcoming the public in, is there anything special going on?
We will have a ribbon opening at 10 o'clock that morning, and we'll invite people into the gallery. And then at 11 a.m., I will be doing a program about the exhibit.
So what are some of the physical artifacts and photography and things that people will see kind of scattered around the exhibit?
So this is an exhibit with artifacts, but not as many as we'd like. But some of the really great things that people will see are the Santa suit that was worn by Merlin Kennedy in the 1965 and 1966 Christmas parades in Bloomington.
And Mr. Kennedy just passed away recently.
He did. And Mr. Kennedy was an amazing human being. He did so much for human rights in McLean County. And so that story is just really touching the surface of what he did for this community. And here's a way for me to look back, too. So you heard me talking about Levi Spencer earlier. And
the abolitionist.
The abolitionist who was being harassed by members of the community and who had bricks thrown at his house. Well, almost 110 years later, 120 years later, that was happening to Merlin Kennedy. He was getting anonymous letters of harassment pretty regularly. And he had bricks thrown through the windows of his home. So change? No change.
What about some of the digital components of this exhibit? What are folks going to be seeing there?
There are some really amazing digital components in this exhibit. One of the things that we felt was really important was that we have different voices expressed. So there are 9 stations, each with a story, and you can pick up a wand and hear the opposing views that were held by people during those time periods. So opposing views regarding temperance, regarding the Civil War, regarding events that happened during the Great Depression, and during World War II in regards to the attempt to eliminate German culture in our community at that time. And then there's also great interactive associated with the story of the Kickapoo people, who are native people that lived here prior to the time that white people settled here, and what happened to them when the U.S. government decided that they needed to be removed from Illinois and sent to a reservation in Missouri, which later became a reservation in Horton, and changed multiple times after that as well in different ways. So how they were treated, that's another particularly interesting interactive, because you can visually see how they were forced from one location to the other, because they were not even originally from McLean County. They came from Michigan, but as white people in the East began to move west, they too were moved west and ended up in Wisconsin and then Illinois.
That's Susan Hartzell, the curator of a new exhibit opening at the McLean County Museum of History called Challenges, Choices, and Change, A Community in Conflict. It opens at 10 a.m. Saturday with a special presentation by Susan at 11 a.m. I'm Ryan Denham.